What video games have been delayed now? Will Rick and Morty continue? And did a Little Debbie Oreo collaboration happen without us knowing? Well, I talk about all that and more on this episode of The Toddcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Toddcast. As always, I'm your host, Todd McManus. And it is a very cold, chilly day here in North Louisiana, of course. Sorry, I just had to take a sip. So, I wanted to go ahead and really kind of dive into some news here. What I'm about to talk about is usually something that I don't really talk about that often, as it is containing, it pertains to a show that I really like, but it's kind of like some behind-the-scenes news and something you don't want to really happen, but it unfortunately does happen quite often nowadays, and it's something that has happened recently, of course. It's still kind of hitting big right now in the news, and it's just usually I don't really talk about the serious kind of stuff that happens, but since it pertains to something that I like, I was like, you know what, I might as well talk about it. So, because not much else is really happening that I've been paying attention to, so I was just going to talk about this right quick, is that, of course, you know a man by the name of Justin Roiland. He is the co-creator of Rick and Morty, and he is also the voice of Rick and Morty as well. So, apparently, in 2020, he was charged with felony domestic violence in an incident involving a woman he was dating at the time. He was apparently just in a relationship with this lady, and apparently he was abusive, is the right way to put it. That apparently he, I guess, would hit her or anything like that. Of course, take this with a grain of salt, because I don't know Justin Roiland personally. I don't know really anybody connected to this story. It is just, I'm reading the words that have been presented to me by different articles, and that's what I'm presenting to all of you. So, of course, he co-created Rick and Morty. He is the voice of Rick and Morty, different characters, and he is 42 years old, and he was charged in May 2020 over this alleged incident. We do not know for a fact if it actually did happen or not, but there are these allegations that have come forward. And apparently this happened either on or around January 19th, 2020. So literally like 3 years ago is when this actually started. So apparently more and more people have come forward since this, since the beginning of 2020, since May, whenever he was charged with this. He was initially charged with it, and more have come forward about Justin Roiland. And since then, a lot of other stuff happened, and of course, he has a new Hulu project that he's working on, and the video game studio that he actually started, which of course produced the well-liked and known game at this time that started, that came out in December, which is the game High on Life, which I actually have played a little bit of it, and it is very funny and a very good game. And he is apparently one of those creative type people, but currently, since all of the allegations have come forward, and I don't know if they're true or not, but a lot more have been saying it, so it looks more like it could most likely have happened that he did do these things. And because of that, Adult Swim has officially dropped all interaction and ties with Justin Roiland. He will no longer be featured and work on Rick and Morty anymore. Hulu has officially dropped him. They will continue the new project without him. And the video game studio that he himself started has officially dropped him, and he will not be involved in that anymore as well. And don't know what actually is going to happen because of this, but he might be going to jail. I do not know if he actually is going to be spending time in prison because of this. According to this article, says that in October 2020, he pled not guilty to two of them, one count of domestic battery and one count of false imprisonment. If found guilty, he would face prison time. I don't know if he's actually going to, like, an actual trial or not. He hasn't really said anything publicly. He has said that it's hard to overstate how inaccurate the recent media coverage is. He believes, of course, that he didn't do this, and then other people, these other women, are saying he did do this. So, I don't know, really. There are many that have come forward, but I'm just stating what it has said. This is what is being said, and that he is the main thing that I wanted to say is that he's just no longer involved with Rick and Morty, which is a sad thing because he was, of course, the voice of Rick and Morty, and we'll have to see how that goes forward. They said they will keep making the show. Of course, season 6 just ended, so they will continue production of season 7 without him. We'll see if it's good. We'll see if the character voices have changed. They said they can always change the voices, you know, with different characters. So I don't know what's going to happen with him. Honestly, it's a sad thing that, I mean, people should never do. If that's what he did, people should never do what he's done. It's coming more and more like looking like he actually did do these things. I'm not saying he didn't, but I'm not saying he did. It's the hard evidence that is now being slowly presented that it makes everyone starting to believe, like, oh, he actually might be a bad guy, you know. So, and then, of course, he might have talked to an underage girl, which is, you know, a big no-no, and it is looking very bad for Justin Roiland, just to say that he might end up going to jail at some point, and that some point might be very soon. So, we'll have to keep a close eye on this as a big news story, of course, with Justin Roiland, and we will see what actually comes of what happens because of that. There is more that I could go into, but I would rather not, because it becomes more personal and a little more vulgar. So I will not be going into it. If you want to, I mean, you could just Google Justin Roiland and see what actually pops up and read about it yourself, because I am no longer going into any more detail about the situation and what he has said and what is being presented. So, yeah, sad day, but I love the Rick and Morty show, so we will see what actually happens. So, the next thing I want to talk about is that, of course, one video game, a big video game, that will be coming out soon has officially been pushed back by many weeks. It was originally slated on March 17th that the new Star Wars Jedi Survivor, which is the sequel to Jedi Fallen Order, Jedi Survivor was supposed to release on March 17th and has now been pushed back to April 28th. And, of course, the team that's been working on it, which is the company Respawn, they've been working on it and they released a statement a few days ago saying that they don't want to put it out in March because they need just a few more weeks to fully polish it and get everything ready, because they said they want this thing to be perfect. They said, we didn't wait, you know, like 2 or 3 years, like I think it's like 3 years. They didn't wait 3 years to put this game out and it to suck and look bad. They want it to look the absolute best that it can and actually show how many years of work has been put into it, because there's new features and other stuff that's going into this game to expound on what was presented in the first game. So, they want to do that, and we're just going to have to wait a little longer. Which is okay, you know, if they said we're going to polish it, wait another 6 months, then I'd be like, okay, wait a minute. 6 months, you know, that, but now I think it's actually only 6 weeks that we're having to wait a little longer for it, which is perfectly fine. You know, it gives me more time to save up money to buy this game. So maybe, okay, it gives you an extra 6 weeks to pre-order and get some of the pre-order bonuses, you know, so that's actually a big plus. So, I, of course, will be interested in this game, and I will probably definitely buy it at some point right before release or after, and I will let y'all know how that game is, of course, but yes, it has been pushed back from March 17th to April 28th. That was the main reason why I wanted to bring up what the big news about that game was. So, this is something else I wanted to talk about, is that James Gunn, of course I mentioned it on here, James Gunn officially is one of the people that took over DC. The heads of DC Studios is James Gunn and Peter Safran. They recently have just revealed their vision for the future of DC movies and DC shows, and they are titling this as Chapter 1 of their DC Universe. And I'm actually going to look over this and continue on to see what is going to happen. They said that the next few movies are going to be the end of the chaotic era for DC. The Snyderverse is officially over. And a lot of fans actually do want to see it restored, of course. But it's not going to happen. It's going to be officially over. The last two movies of this official era, of course, are going to be The Flash and Aquaman and The Lost Kingdom. Aquaman, that's Aquaman 2, basically. And we will see the new DC Universe after that. So, this past Monday, I, on a Warner Brothers studio lot for a press, was an hour-long presentation about the relaunch. They unveiled 10 projects. I'll be starting off Chapter 1 that they are titling Gods and Monsters. And James Gunn outlined it in detail in this video on Twitter that you can actually go watch on his Twitter account. And it is going to be utilizing HBO Max, of course. And he said, DC Studios is unprecedented. It is a standalone production entity and studio. It's the first time ever that everything DC-related, film, television, live action, animation, gaming, is all going to be centralized under one vision. That of Peter Safran and James Gunn. They're going to focus on everything going under the same. They don't want the games to be about something different than the shows. They want everything to be of one creative vision. That you watch this show, and then the show ends. It goes into the game. Then that game ends. Oh, and here's another movie that's going to be taking place after that. Or the game takes in between two movies or something like that, you know. So, I'm going to try and find where there should be a list of the movies and shows that were talked about. Let us see. I'm just going to look up James Gunn, I guess. So, James Gunn, he put out, of course, he's still working with Marvel for the Guardians of the Galaxy 3 movie, and we will see what actually happens there, because that movie is going to be pretty good. I am looking forward to that movie as well, of course, so we'll have to see what actually happens there. But after that, he is going full force with DC, and so, of course, the Flash movie will be releasing in theaters on, I think it's in July. I want to fully say that it's in July, of course, that we'll see that movie will basically restart what will happen. The next movie, of course, is Shazam Fury of the Gods. It's still being premiered on March 17th. It would have been alongside the Jedi Survivor movie. But Shazam Fury of the Gods with Zachary Levi as Shazam will be on March 17th. And then after that, we will have to see what actually comes about with the new DC Universe. there are many shows and movies that he wants to plan, and I definitely fully think that I just kind of know that everything that is going to be put with this new DC universe is going to be very good. I think that it's going to work out really well with what is being produced with the new DC universe, and we'll actually have to wait and see what actually happens, because it is very interesting to see what is going to be happening after this. Of course, he wants to focus on Superman more, and then there's a Green Lantern series on HBO Max, and it's just going to be really, really interesting to see this new take on DC. Of course, The Rock is out because of the point he was trying to prove with the Black Adam movie, and then it's cut off. Of course, James Gunn, he doesn't want Henry Cavill as Superman. We're going to have a different Superman. And then The Batman, the Matt Reeves-directed movie, The Batman, that'll have a part 2, which will be called The Batman 2, and that'll be releasing in the year 2025, so we have another 2 years until that movie actually comes out, and I don't know if it's going to be tied with this new DC universe. We'll have to wait and see, but I'm very interested to see where James Gunn and Peter Safran take this in the future. And hopefully somewhere good, because DC kind of really lacks a lot as far as continuity. Putting out different movies that don't go together at all, besides like one reference in the end credit scene. But we'll actually have to see what comes about soon. And I definitely am excited to see what is going to be happening soon for the DC Universe. Of course, I'm still going to be watching all the Marvel movies, of course. I'm not just going to drop Marvel for that. I want to watch both. So I'll be having to watch both Marvel, DC, and throw Star Wars in there as well. So I am very interested to see what all of them are going to be doing in the future. And just waiting to see what happens with this new DC. So if you ever want to ask me a question and get my thoughts on a random question, you could do so by going down to the link in the description of this episode. You can tap or click on it. It'll take you to my YouTube channel. Go to the YouTube channel, and on one of the videos, go down to the comment section on one of the videos, and you can comment your question that you want me to answer. That's what I should be saying. If you want me to answer your question, or whether you want to recommend a specific drink, candy, food, whatever, if you want to recommend one of those to me as well, I'll definitely be sure to look at those and look at your questions. And your question and food recommendation can be on a future episode of the Toddcast. So why don't you go ahead and do that? And I actually have a question here, and it's a very interesting question. And this question is, we're going to go ahead and dive into it. This question is, what is your top 5 chocolate candies / candy bars? So my top 5 chocolate, basically top 5 chocolates, my candy, chocolate candy or chocolate candy bars. My top 5. I mean, that's way easier than doing a, what's your number 1 favorite? I could do my top 5 and just list off, do my top 5 chocolate candies and candy bars. There's a lot to think about. I would think that I'm going to start at the bottom and go up and then list my number 1 favorite. I think that number 5, I would have to put is that even chocolate though? I think at number 5, I would have to put, what would I put at number 5? Okay, at number 5, I think I would have to put Snickers. Snickers bar is really good. I enjoy a Snickers bar a lot. It's just that there is going to be more chocolate things that I like more than that. Like, I can always have a Snickers bar and be satisfied. But once I have a Snickers bar, it's like, it's not that I don't want another one. Like, I have one and I'm done. And I'm good for, you know, a while. So, number five, I would put a Snickers bar. Number four, I think I can put, I guess this would be considered chocolate. I don't know if you would consider it there or not. I guess you can say Oreos. I like Oreos. I like the golden Oreos, of course, but regular Oreos are still good. I guess you, I mean, it is not really a candy. It's more of a chocolate cookie, I guess, but I would still put Oreos on this list right there because that is one of my favorites. Number three, I would have to put M&Ms, including peanut M&Ms as well. I don't eat peanut M&Ms that often, but regular M&Ms is something that I just don't eat by themselves. I think regular M&Ms is the best ice cream topping, and I will eat it on, I literally go anywhere that has ice cream, and if they have toppings you can put on there, they're going to have M&Ms, and that's always what I get. Whether that's Dairy Queen, Andy's, Sonic, of course, like anywhere I go, I'm going to get whatever M&M ice cream they have. Because it's the best pizza topping. It's the best ice cream topping that you can get at any restaurant or creamery or whatever, you know. It's gonna be M&Ms no matter what. I don't eat them just regularly at home, but anywhere I go, my go-to is the M&M ice cream, M&M Blast, M&M Custard, M&M Concrete, whatever it is. I'm eating M&M's on ice cream. So, my number two would probably have to be, honestly, I would put Kit Kat at number two. I enjoy a Kit Kat. Kit Kat is really good because, like, today I had, for the first time, a white chocolate Kit Kat, and that was good. Like, I think I like white chocolate. I definitely like white chocolate more than dark chocolate, but milk chocolate is probably just my favorite. But that white chocolate Kit Kat was good. Like, I can always go for a Kit Kat, and I think they're kind of like the dark horse. Everybody likes them, but you never really say that, like, oh, Kit Kat is my favorite. But it's always up there. It's always there for pretty much everybody, I feel like. So you can't go wrong with a Kit Kat. That's why it's my number two. And my number one, I mean, I can't really say one specific thing, but my number one would have to be really anything Reese's. Their Reese cups, you know, the Reese eggs, Reese trees, the big bunny Reese's that I would eat sometimes. Really anything Reese's. The Reese's Fast Break, of course, is my favorite candy bar. Whenever they put out the seasonal Reese eggs, Reese trees, Reese hearts, I always have to get one because they're always good. Just anything Reese's is what I would choose pretty much over anything else. You know, like, yeah, I could go in a gas station, grab a Snickers bar. But there might be a Reese's Fast Break bar sitting right there that I'm like, you know what? I got to get that. So, yeah, I would say five is Snickers, four is Oreos, three is M&M's, two is Kit Kat, and one is anything Reese's. That is my top five chocolate candies and candy bars. So, basically, my top five chocolates right there. So, thank you for that question. That was a really good question. I enjoyed that, ranking things in a top five list. So, of course, if you want to see pictures and any updates or anything on the Toddcast, you should follow the official Instagram page, which is at @the_Toddcast_. That is only on Instagram, of course. And you will see pictures of past pictures of me interviewing guests from the years prior. And you will also see pictures of the snacks or food or drinks that I review. And I've got one snack here. And if you want to see the picture of that, please go follow the official Instagram page. And we're going to go ahead and dive into this snack. And I never knew this was a real thing until this was brought to me. And I am very interested in trying this to see if it's going to be good. This is a Little Debbie cookies and cream brownie. Now, I'm not saying that this is a Little Debbie Oreo brownie, because it looks like a cosmic brownie, but with the white Oreo cream on the top with sprinkles of the Oreo cookie on top of that. I'm not saying this is a Little Debbie Oreo brownie. I'm saying this is a Little Debbie cookies and cream brownie, and the word brownie is an Oreo font, is why I'm saying that. You can picture the bag of Oreos, the blue bag. That's what this looks like. It just looks like that in a little, you know, cosmic brownie bag. So, I'm not saying it, but I'm not saying that they collaborated with Oreo, because it would have been a Little Debbie Oreo brownie. But it is a Little Debbie cookies and cream brownie. So, I'm going to open this. Well, let's read this first. It has, good lord, it has 510 calories for the whole thing. One serving is a third of the brownie itself. A lot of sugar, 43 grams in the whole thing, good lord. But it does somehow have iron, potassium, and of course calcium, and a little bit of vitamin D. So, open this up. But yeah, it literally, oh, it's already broken in half apparently. Oh, nope, I just broke it myself, so that was not broken in half. Smells like chocolate. It's real dusty on the top because of the Oreo bits. But I'll break off this corner piece right here. So, it's just a brownie all the way through, and it has the white Oreo cream on the top. That is its topping with Oreo crumbs on top of that. So, we're going to go ahead and give it a try and see where it ranks on the official scale of 0 to 100 with no decimals. So, let us go ahead and try the Little Debbie cookies and cream brownie. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to go in for another bite real quick. Okay. All right. So, it tastes exactly like a cosmic brownie, just without the little ball things on top that are kind of crunchy, you know? It just doesn't have those. I don't know where they're at, but they're not there. Yeah, it's okay. It tastes okay. It's not bad. It's not god-awful, but it's pretty middle of the road. I thought it was going to be more than that, but it wasn't. So, it's still good, though. I would still give this like a... I'd still give it a 72, you know? It's still good. I would still have it, you know? If somebody gave it to me, I'd still probably eat it. But I'm not going to go out of my way and find this again. But it's kind of lackluster a little bit, because I was expecting it, you know, to go kind of over the top if it had the Oreo cream on it, you know, and be like, ooh, a brownie with Oreo cream on it. You know, that's something you don't think of, but man, that sounds good. But that's not what this was. It tastes just like a cosmic brownie with no little ball things. So it loses points on that, because that's the best part of the cosmic brownie is the little ball things that are on top, you know. So Little Debbie cookies and cream brownie, I'm giving you a solid 72. And with all of that, I think that is going to do it for this episode. As always, please rate and subscribe. And if you're listening on YouTube, please like, comment, subscribe, and click that bell to get notified when new videos are uploaded. And make sure you follow the Toddcast on Instagram at @_Toddcast_ for all your updates and Toddcast needs. And tell your friends and your family to give it a listen. And thank all of you for listening to this episode. And if you know what's going to happen next week, we just got to tune in to find out. Only on the Toddcast.